your hosts. My name is Jessica.
And I'm Joy.
I am the girl Noelle.
I'm Maria.
Amber, aka Coco.
I'm Leah.
We are the ladies of misperceptions.
So how's everybody doing? How's y'all week going?
Good. Girl is going.
You want to elaborate on that?
I'll say that for later.
Okay. Later. Because this episode is going to be deep in itself. So, today we're going to put in a new segment called, or introduce a new segment called Speak to Your Heart. And pretty much what that is an explanation of something that is speaking to our heart, whether it's a book that we read, a song that we heard, and we'll go through the discussion. So in this episode, it's to tell you guys a little bit more about ourselves through a book that we all read, and which was a very defining moment in each of our journeys. Especially with collaborating together. So I'm going to let Miss Leah out here looking how she looking at me tell us why this book she chose and why it spoke to her heart for all of us to read this book.
Okay, so we read Colliding with Destiny by Sarah Jakes, Finding Hope in the Legacy of Ruth. So I think for me personally, I was in a season of transition and growth, and I introduced it to the ladies, and we were all excited about it. So we read it, we grew together. I think for myself, this book has taught me that no matter what you're going through or any hurtful situations that you may be in, it's probably just a redefining moment, even through the hurt. And I have learned to always keep it real and stay true to yourself no matter what you're going through.
One thing I do want to add to that is that the cool thing about this is that whenever anybody talks about the book of Ruth, we always think of Boaz and Ruth and like the whole love story. So I feel like this book like completely revamped my whole entire view or perception of the book of Ruth, because in this book, it takes you through a journey, like a woman's journey coming into womanhood, almost to say, or coming into her own individuality. So I don't know, did I do that for you guys too?
Yeah.
Because yes. I know there was like a romanticized, like, oh, where's my Boaz? Oh, I can't wait to find him.
Not about Boaz.
No. But she was truly in transition and she had to grow. And, you know, she went through a lot of bitterness and hurtful situations, but she had to literally find herself, redefine herself, and grow. She couldn't let, you know, all the painful things she went through hold her down.
Right. So, like, for this episode, we wanted to discuss a personal favorite chapter for all of us in which we bonded literally, like, in tears outside on a patio. And, like, legitimately, I felt like literally all of us became undone spiritually, in which we saw our natural, unapologetic selves. And it was a beautiful day. I feel like it was like our bonding day where God was just like, yeah.
Like, here's the sisters you always wanted. Here you go.
Exactly. So the chapter that we bonded over was chapter 4. And the chapter's name is Don't Let Life Change Your Name. So through this, we hope that you guys learn a little bit more about us and who we are individually. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through some of the questions at the end, because the questions are bomb. And when I mean bomb, I mean like legitimately dropping bombs in your soul and like exploding every single part of you into pieces that, you know, you just have to sit there and reflect. So I'm going to go through the questions and then I'm going to tell you guys, we're going to go through like some of the questions. We're not going to go through all of them, AKA we're only going to go through 3 of them and not all 4. So, the first question was, how do you define yourself? What words would you use to describe who you really are? How do you want to be remembered? When have you allowed your pain to make you forget your destiny? And how would the healed you be different from the hurt you? So, The 3 questions we decided that we were going to answer for you guys to get to know us. We're going to start with the first one, which was, how do you define yourself? What words would you use to describe who you really are.
Who gonna start?
I will, because it's so easy. Because I'm serious. It's easy because my name is Joy, and I think about 85% of the time I try to live to that embodiment. I'm leaving 15% for when I'm feeling moody and I'm just like over it. But there are times where I'm just I can fake it too, especially if I'm tired.
Yo, even your tiredness, Joy. It's like, wait, it's not making sense.
But I would say like 85% of the time I do try to live up to my name, because why waste time being miserable? That's how I always see it. So, and I always look at it like, why would I be miserable? And somebody's like, well, what's your name? And I'm like, Joy. I'm
like, That is so true.
Yeah. Right. Like, oh, this is dismal.
Yeah. It's a little depressing. So I try to be mindful of my personality when dealing and interacting with people. So I would say I'm joyful.
All right. I like that. And it, trust me, it embodies her completely, because I, like, legitimately, I think of that movie. What's that movie? The Pixar movie.
What is the movie, Joy?
What is that? In-N-Out?
Inside Out.
Inside Out, yeah.
And I'm like, Joy, and I'm like, I feel like every time I see Joy, I think of that girl. And I'm like, she's always happy.
I never saw that movie, so I can't relate.
But yeah, so I just think that was hilarious. But I that's how I always feel whenever I see you. I'm like, just light up my dad, please. Anybody else? Words that define you? Nobody? Oh, go ahead, Noelle.
I would say passionate, because I take a lot of pride in just about everything that I do. And I'm passionate about multiple things. I just always giving 100% and...
just 100? I feel like you do
150. Maybe 250. She do a lot. Maybe 250.
She do a lot.
You do. I like to go above and beyond and really bring joy and pleasure to those around me. So I would definitely say passion.
And she definitely does it well, y'all. Y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand. Anybody else want to answer this question? No?
I guess I will. I remember growing up, my great-grandmother... she would call me Sunshine. And I think now that I'm older and I'm in the field that I'm working in, I try to be a ray of sunshine to people. I just try to bring like a little bit of love and happiness into everyone's life. And I just try to be a ray of sunshine.
Gotcha. I know for me, it's, I want to say optimistic, because I feel like I always look at the bright side of things. I don't want to look at the you know, that kind of sucks, really. I'm sorry. But, you know, I try to look on the bright side of it. I feel like there's something to get out of every situation, no matter how bad it is.
That's definitely you.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad you said it like that, though.
I'm thinking, like, when I'm like, today is horrible. Well, you know, it could be worse. You know, like, you're here. It's a brand new day. I'm just like...
I feel like working in the medical field, it's always like...
I just said
today. I want to have a nervous breakdown, and it's like, but I could be done.
Wow, you went...
I wouldn't say that, but you know... I mean, if I'm going to be optimistic, I'm going to be extreme about it.
There's always something worse off.
You know, yeah, there's always something worse off. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know what everybody's going through, and it reminds
me... But you went
me.
Worse off.
Okay, all right. But yeah, so that's how I kind of always look at it. So yeah, I mean, that's just me. We're going to skip over the, how do you want to be remembered? I feel like that's like thinking about a eulogy.
And yeah, I was a little weirded out.
Well, you kind of just took it there, but.
Okay, Leah. That's
how you feel. Although I did answer that question, because I was like, I kind of want to be remembered like a pit bull.
Oh, a dog?
Yeah.
Hold on.
A whole dog. Because I'm going to tell you, pit bulls are so loving and cute and cuddly, and they're just so playful, and
that's
I love
the
dog
them.
Mom in her
right
it
now.
Is. That's it the is. Right. Right. Dog mom.
Let that go. Let a stranger work.
Even though I'm a dog mom. I'm a golden doodle, not a pit bull. I wish I did have a pit bull because they're so beautiful. Anyway, but you know that you go after someone that they love and care about, they go on the attack, and that's totally me. I will go down and I will lay somebody out if they go after like my
fence.
Sister.
Lock jaw.
I'm going after you. And I'm gonna take you out.
Don't get on the bad side.
That's why I chose the pit bull.
Okay, all right, I see it, bro. I see you, Joy. Anybody else?
Nobody else to answer that
Joy,
question.
Joy, the only one that was prepared for this question. Listen.
I was.
All right. We're going to get deep into this now. Mm-hmm. When have you allowed your pain to make you forget your destiny? Ugh. That
I'm
going to
say I don't forget it. Kind of put it on the back burner.
Okay. That's real though. Because like throughout situations, like people just tend to lock in on whatever that situation is and not think about like the bigger picture of it. I know for me, when I was going through what I was going through when I was pregnant, backstory, I was single mom, went through a crazy situation. In which my pregnancy wasn't happy. I wasn't happy about being pregnant. I wasn't happy about bringing in another life in a time where you should be happy. And I, honestly, I felt like that was the lowest point. Actually, it was the lowest point of my life. My family can attest to that, where like nobody knew I was pregnant. Like I wasn't telling nobody. And honestly, all that pain that I was going through, it made me forget exactly who I was. It made me forget what I was doing, where I was going. It was just a cloud of darkness. Like, I just saw black, wanted to be black. Well, besides being black. But it was a very dark place. And that pain, I remember just wallowing in it and not wanting to do anything. And I didn't have the emotion. I didn't have the strength. I didn't have anything to do nothing. Like, I just felt like nothing. But I was pregnant. And it wasn't until I had my daughter and I saw her and I was like, oh, Jess, you got to do better. Like, you got a whole human being now. And honestly, that's when I feel like the light switch turned on and, like, God spoke to me. And very clearly, distinctly, I was like, oh, this is your voice.
Okay.
This is what you sound like.
Okay,
sir. All right, I see you. But you know, it was a very dark place. So that I know that for me, that question like hit hard because it brought me back to those emotions, and I'm now to a point where I can like explain all of this and not cry. So because I know I was bawling at this question when we went over this book the first time. So.
Okay, so I can relate to that because I feel like I felt the same way. And I think that day that we had that bonding moment outside on the patio, like I was crying and I don't let my guard down. So I was sharing everything and I was like, oh, who is this? Who is crying?
You're gonna hold yourself.
Hold it together.
Shake it down.
Who are these people? Why did it have me feeling this way?
But I think that was like a big moment for me because I had to open up a lot more and I was able to share my story. And I think like, and I also feeling like, you know, when I went through the same story, like Jessica, I had a child out of wedlock, you know, I was in a relationship, but it wasn't 100% steady at that point. You know, I just graduated from college and I was like, what am I doing? I just graduated. I felt like I was on top of the world and everything was like, oh no. Crashing down everything that I had planned, that was it. So I feel like just going through that and looking back now, like I just, that whole book really related to like each step of my journey, I feel like from the beginning to the end. So I was like, and then I feel like that when we read that book, it was about 8-9 years from my lowest point, which was when I found out I was pregnant. I felt like I was disappointed in myself, disappointed in my family. And I was like, oh, I got to start over.
Yeah, it is.
I got to start all the way over and figure out who Amber Nicole, a.k.a. Coco.
Put that in there.
Yes, is. And
I learned so much over that journey, and this book was right on time.
Yeah, it definitely
was. It was
yes.
really right on time.
Yeah. It was like a great mirror to not only who we are as women, but also how far we have come. To even just be able to look at ourselves in the mirror and be like, okay, girl.
You got this.
You got this. You right. I can actually look at you in the mirror. Anybody else want to share?
I feel like I'm like Joy in the sense that I never forgot, but there was a period in my life where I really just did put it in the back burner. I would say that was like end of high school, beginning of college, you know, just trying to figure out things, figure out where life was. A lot of things were upsetting me, tempting me, making me more angry than I've ever been in my whole life at that point. And, you know, I'm the type of person, I always know God has a plan for me. So I never per se forgot, but it was very easy for me to forget at that moment.
Right.
But not, I wouldn't say I forgot for that whole season. And when I think of forgetting, I don't think of it as like forgetting completely, but in the sense of not being able to look too much into the future, not being able to goal plan, not being able to say, well, this is my potential. This is what I can do. This is what God wants me to do. And I kind of like stood right there and just kind of like was like, all right, well, let's think about what will happen in the next year. So that was very hard for me because I'm always somebody who's like, all right, God, is this for me? That for me? We're going to do this. We're going to work on that and, you know, get excited about that. So I would say that was my time where I got pretty close to forgetting, but just didn't fully get there yet. But I got out of it. And that's all to the glory of God.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? I want to share for this question.
Okay, yes.
I feel like I'm about to cry.
Why? Because originally I wasn't at this first meeting, so I feel like I got to back it all the way up, which I don't know if I'm ready to do.
Ooh.
So when we talked about tonight, and I read the questions, I was thinking to myself, like, I can't even remember a time where something occurred that really was like earth shattering for me. And I was trying to think of something that I could like discuss. And then it hit me that I indeed have something happen to me, but I had buried it so deep and covered it with a bunch of distractions, alcohol, wrong men, all kinds of things just to take my mind off of it. But it's still there. And it was an occurrence that I haven't even spoke to my mom about. And it actually happened 10 years ago this April. I was 17 in high school. And I was taken advantage of by someone that I saw as a close friend. And I didn't really, at the time, I still knew God. I wasn't nearly as committed to knowing him as I am now. But I didn't know him, and it was something that I had to pray my way through. I knew enough that that was the only person that I could turn to and talk to and really help to guide me on how to sort my feelings, how to move forward, how to not lose myself completely after what had occurred. And I felt like I couldn't talk to my mom, couldn't tell my friends. We're all young, everybody's immature. People would call me a liar or say that I was making it up. And I didn't want that kind of pain to be on top of what had already occurred. So I definitely prayed my way through and ended up never speaking to him again. He always said that it was something that I did, which I knew was incorrect, and I know more so now. So moving forward, in college, I kind of just began to, I went and studied and all, but I never realized how that pain kind of led me down different roads that I could have avoided. But because I was hurting, I was doing things to mask the pain. So I guess
take your time.
Even more recently, within the last year, and really with you ladies, because I have made a to-do list. I'm a to-do list person to accept God.
Amen.
Like every January, I want to get back in church. I want to get baptized. I'm going to incorporate God more in my life daily and da-da-da-da. And I swear 365 went by time and time again, and I'd be looking at that list like, sis, you still ain't do top three that you said you was going to. So, you know, last August I got baptized at the church, joined the church, and you actually, every Sunday that I would come, you would just be looking at me, and I'm like,
who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, you was looking. I'm like, wait.
You was looking at me, and I was like, do I know her from somewhere? I don't know if I know her. Then you just come over, eventually you start saying hi, and I'm like, hi.
Girl, who are you?
And Leah started doing it, and I'm like, Mom, do I know this? Did you work with their mom at the hospital or something? I don't know. So eventually you invited me to, and I ain't gonna lie, at first I was like, I didn't want to have to come somewhere after work. I was tired. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it.
I was like that, too. Girl.
We won't even say.
I had another meeting I got to go to.
I'm your beloved leader of the thing. I was like, who signed me up for this? I got to do what?
But meeting with you ladies, really getting to know you. I mean, you guys have been monumental in my journey thus far, because I literally have no one else in my life who is devoted to God like you are, especially in my age range. And I mean, I have been learning so much about myself through this journey. And it really has caused me to have the conversation with my mom about what happened to me 10 years ago, on Sunday, actually, because I was like, before I talk about it tonight, I have to tell you because you don't know. And I was scared. That was 17. I'm 27. I was scared. I was shaking. I was crying. I'm like, you know, telling her about it. And she's always so freaking calm. I'm like, did you know? Because she always be knowing stuff before I say, you know how moms are, y'all. Mm-hmm. Like, come say it. I wonder, I'm asking if you know it already. But, and she just reassured me that, you know, I didn't want her to feel like I was weak less than, or like she had to worry about me being out and about or just living my life. I didn't want her to feel like, you know, I was incapable of protecting myself. But she didn't feel that way at all. But it really was a weight lifted off my shoulder that I was able to share that with her. And I feel so much lighter, honestly. And also in this journey, I feel like I knew what I wanted to do. As far as career-wise, but God has really been redirecting me and lifting those weights and burdens off of me one by one and clearing my vision.
Right.
So in the past, obviously, I forgot my destiny, or it was, I would say on the back burner, but the fire was up high and it was burning, child. but now it's on medium heat. You know what I'm saying? And the ingredients in the pot have changed.
Hey.
By way of me, he
add
was like,
that seasoning.
Right. You're going to take the asparagus out.
Simmer down.
Put in these scallops.
Simmer down.
And it's just been wonderful. It really has. So I'm back on track.
Amen.
I love it.
It's amazing because God does end up putting people in your path to help you get out of those situations. Because honestly, if it's not for accountability, I know for me, if it wasn't for accountability for my family, for my best friend, from her mother, a support system, like, you won't be able to even fathom trying to get through anything that you're in at that point in time that you can't see. So yeah, I thank God for that testimony. Like, I'm just sitting here like, okay.
I was literally fighting back tears.
Right.
Crying all over again.
Me too, sis.
Oh, Lord.
I'm getting shaky.
Well, that was amazing. I mean, I learned something new about you, so I'm excited about that. But this is the taste of what happens at our meetings. Miss Lee, do you want?
Now. No, I'm just kidding. I feel like I guess pain and like finding myself, like where am I supposed to be?
Growing pains.
Yeah. Like what I'm supposed to do with my life? Where am I supposed to be? You know, even with school, just switching it up, and I was never really sure. Mm-hmm. And that can be like stressful and painful, especially when you see people around you like making power moves, and you just feel like quote unquote stuck.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I say quote unquote because maybe sometimes you're there for a reason. Maybe you were in the wrong direction and you just had to be redirected. But I feel like during that time, I put my destiny, I guess, behind me. I wasn't clear on it. I didn't know where I was going to be. And I was just so focused on the pain that I didn't see, like, God's hand. Like, no, you good. Just go. Like, I got you. Just go. And when you're focused on the pain, you don't see any of that.
And you bring up a good point about, like, looking at other people's, like, I feel like a lot of people look at other lanes and they're like, you know, God is, like, right in front of you. And it's like, nah, you got to look at me. Like, don't worry about what's going on over there. It's not your season. Like, there's a season for everything, for different people and what they're doing. So it might not just be your time yet. But best believe you're going to have your time. Because, I mean, I feel like a lot of people suffer from that. And I think social media has a big play on that, especially now.
Yeah.
Since people can plaster whatever they want. And I feel like the enemy has just found a new weapon against people, because now you see people killing themselves, you see people being bullied, you see people trying to compare, try to compete, and it's like a forever rat race. That's the, like, who's more popping? Like, you know what I mean?
I only got 36 likes.
Yeah. Right.
I got 600 friends.
Right. We are happy.
Can y'all come out and play, please?
It's become a drug in itself. And it's like, it's insane, because you don't see a lot of, I want to say, positive reinforcement from that. Like, you see positive stuff, like, oh, that's a sub. I know, I'm a big person. I'd be sitting there putting, oh, that's good. Let me put that in my story. But you know what I mean? But, like, you don't see, like, I want to say, I feel like it's a lot of fictitious stuff. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, if you don't have people around you to be accountable to actually who you are as a person, it's, you're going to get completely fogged up, lost, just walking in the wilderness, don't know where you're going, kind of thing. So that's just my take on that. But the last question. Lee, you gonna lead us off on this one? She like, how would the healed you be different from the hurt you? Lord Jesus.
Listen, exit stage to
the last. Go fishing in Germany.
This will be the opportune time, sis.
Opportune time. Go take that fishing rod. Get you a flight. And you about to be out. I guess I'll start off. The healed me. Oh, Lord. Would know better about so many situations.
I think that can be said for everybody.
Right. I mean, from men that I've chosen, career, as far as going into school a lot sooner than I did, not partying so much, knowing Jesus. Taking it more seriously, taking my spiritual walk more seriously, and hearing his voice, honestly, that it would have saved me from a lot of heartache. It would have saved me from a lot of different, I want to say, bypasses that I try to take, shortcuts. But at the same time, I'm happy for all of that, because I wouldn't be the woman that I am standing right now. So the healed me is whole. So I guess that's how it would be different from the hurt me, honestly. I think I would just be more whole than I was before. And I have a lot more self-love as well. if I knew how to love myself properly, I think I would have, it would have been different. But that's neither here nor there, so I digress. Anybody else?
Well, I would say that I can't necessarily answer this question just yet. So come back to me in a few more seasons because sis is still sorting through her hurt. But like I said, the load is lighter.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm definitely walking with a clearer vision. And no, he not getting no text back.
Hey, leave them there.
Correct.
You won't act up, okay?
Work in progress.
Anybody else healed you, hurt you?
I think healed me is I'm on an attitude like, I'm not going to do you how you did me.
Talk about it, sis.
I could be a bit petty, so I think her. We won't keep it real.
I think petty is in the woman's DNA.
Yeah.
But I think hurt me would have definitely tried
to be like,
I could show you better. I could tell you, and I'm going to do it better. Like, oh, you want to play this game? Let me show you how it's really done. And you're going to take notes because I can do it better. But healed me. I'm healed now, y'all. I'm healed. I'm not even on that. I see myself in a whole different light, and I hear God's voice more clear. And it's like, but you don't even got to do that, sis. Like, we good. We don't even got to do all that. So that's the old me.
It's like, well, Michelle Obama, when they say, wait, what is it?
When they go low, we go high. Come on, Shelly. Yeah.
Come on, Auntie Shelly.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're your auntie, so.
Wait, listen. Like, it's above me now. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm yes. You're saying.
And that's how you know you have grown.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yes.
Yeah. Girl,
listen. What? Gotta say it again for the people in the back.
That's how you know you have grown. Do y'all hear me out there? Is this thing on? Mic check, huh? Do you hear me? That's how you know.
It's above me now.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Amen to that.
If they can see me all extra.
Listen.
Neck going and everything.
Right. And she got the braids. And a hat.
Yes. I'm out here in the streets, y'all.
Being all poetic justice.
Hey,
yes.
I like watching that movie now.
A whole
I
like Tupac.
Oh my God.
I can't. Anybody else healed you, hurt you?
I would say over the past 2 years, I've been going through this healing process, and I think God has done wonders on me. And I'm saying that because the hurt me would have, like, perseverated on everything. Any sort of pain, any sort of, someone said something, I'd think about it, like, way too much. I would just remember everything. A lot of people who know me know I have the memory of an elephant. I remember everything. I remember everybody's birthday. I remember everything that's happened to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could tell you each one of your birthdays.
What's my birthday?
Yeah, what?
What's my birthday?
I believe it's January. now I'm being shy. January 9th.
Oh my gosh!
Wow. You got it right.
You're amazing.
Yeah. I'm getting
she
older
was
now.
On the spot.
Yeah, right.
She was like,
I'm getting older.
She was like,
guys.
This is above me now, Joy.
she was like, y'all hot? It's a little hot here.
But I'm getting a little bit older now, so it's troubling to remember. but yeah, memory is a blessing and a curse because you remember the good things and you remember the bad things. And, you know, I remember, like, in college, I asked God to literally allow me to remember, to forget all the things that hurt me. And he actually granted me that. A lot of things that, I mean, not everything, but a lot of things that I was perseverating on. Big things are big things. We all remember that. But the things that I forgot. Like, I couldn't even tell you why I was mad at someone when I was a teenager.
Oh, I can tell you.
Again, big things, yes. But little things, no. And that helped me so much. And just to transition, you know, I was having some troubles with different things in my life, you know, my career and everything. This past year, and I was able to truly, you know, heal and identify who I am.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And be able to see this is what I'm worth. I'm not worth all the things that people said, the negative things that people said.
Right.
And I was able to heal and be able to look past that. And I think the hurt me would have taken in every bad thing that happened, every bad thing said. And now I could just be like, all right, someone said something. Cool. Let's walk past it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And let's walk away. And I can sincerely say I forgot. Could walk right past. I've, you know, more thing. God bless me with incredible people like my sisters over here that I, you know, can go to. Great family, great friends. And, you know, to me, that's all I need to worry about. And the hurt me would have just literally forgotten all the good things.
Right.
Literally for a good second, forget. So yeah, it's a huge difference between the hurt and the healed us.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I think it's hard to forget. I'll hold on to it.
Yeah. Ooh, I'll hold on to don't her. Do that. That's a weapon of it. That is witchcraft.
And I think that was kind of why I had so much of a guard up, and I don't peel those layers back until I really get to know people. So I feel like part of that was the enemy not allowing me to get to connect to people for that reason, because I was hurt by different people. And at the time, like what I was speaking about before, just that 8 to 9 years prior when I found out at my lowest point in my life that, you know, I had to start over and I had all these things that I had to be healed from and all these issues. I was bitter. I like in the book, she was talking about don't let bitterness change your name.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if you hold on and let that bitterness like get to you, you are not going to move on from anything. So I had made a point to myself that I'm going to get through all of this. I made a list just like Noelle, and I was like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm starting over from the bottom, but I'm going to go all the way back up to the top. So now looking back at the last 8 to 9 years of my life, I'm like, I can see how God orchestrated each step until this year. You know, this past year, I just got married, bought a house.
Yay!
Like, you know, like, I'm like, all of the blessing, all of the struggle that I had gone through, I see the benefit and the blessing from all of that stuff now.
It's because you uprooted all those roots.
Yeah.
Because once you allow, like, bitterness, enviness, self-hatred, identity changes, or allowing the enemy to take root in so many different things, it allows it. The pretty much what you're harvesting is absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, you're not even seeing fruit. It's nothing,
right.
And it's you empty. Don't. And unfortunately, people actually like live like that daily, mm-hmm. and they don't understand what the freedom is in literally weeding out all these different things. But also at the same time, because we mask it so much, we don't even know sometimes what the root is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know recently I was listening to something and it was like, people don't want to sit with themselves. Like, you ever just sit down and like, yo, just
think about
it. It's not a matter of thinking, but it's a matter of dealing with yourself.
Dealing with
it. Like, I know for me, I literally had to do that recently. And I was like, yo, Jessica. Right. I thought you dealt with this before. Like, you know, like you convince yourself that you're taking care of, like, yo, I dealt with that a long time ago. And then it's not good. Until a situation arises
and I was like, wait,
I just projected all of this craziness. And I'm like, oh, sis, you didn't lead right.
you got something out there.
You didn't do this right. But whoa, I'm going to need you to sit down in the corner for another hot second. And then, you know, and then this is where it comes in for everybody, for self-reflection, therapy, sitting, having people accountable for you, talking to spiritual mothers, fathers, your parents and everything like that. Like, if you don't sit with yourself and I'm not saying sit with yourself, like, sit there talking to yourself, like going through your mind, and because the devil plays with your mind regardless. So make sure you have that voice of reason to be able to be like, nah, make sure you spirit it up where you know and the Holy Spirit is going to be able to be like, because had I not been healed, honestly, I wouldn't have been able to say, oh, sis, you need to sit down again. I need you to take that seat to the left real quick, one more time. Because hurt me would have, took that and ran with it. Yeah. Oh, we gonna keep this train going. We gonna keep this crazy train going. We gonna mask this completely. So that's another, that, you know, like when you brought up that point, it was just, it like, it really hit home. Cause I'm just like, yeah, like definitely that would have healed me, hurt me. Yeah. That was a big thing. I can't.
That was deep.
So yeah, that's a lot.
Being afraid to show that you're hurt.
That's a whole nother story. A vulnerability is something that is, that's just layers on top of that, because that's, that goes into
that's a whole episode for itself.
Because it goes into so much with vulnerability. And I mean, I know for a lot of people, it starts with kind of almost, I don't want to say romantic relationships, but I feel like that's where you see it the most. But that's going to be a whole nother episode for a whole nother day.
Yeah, we're not doing all that. I'm not taking it there. I don't got it in me.
Listen, not today. No. But yeah, so this is a good question. Anybody else got anything to add to that question?
I think you guys made a good point when you guys had said, what did you say? You guys didn't forget. You guys would hold on to the hurt. I think for me, I literally tried to forget it. Like, I didn't want to remember anything. I didn't want to face it. Like, I was just, it's almost like it didn't happen. Like, don't want to deal with it. Don't want to face it. But, like you said, you had to sit with yourself.
Yeah.
Ooh. I learned so much. And I had to realize that a lot of things that I thought I dealt with, like, I was like, oh, well, you know, I forgave this person. I didn't do this person how they did me. And then things happen. And you're like, whoa, wait, I thought I handled this. I thought we was good. Right. But apparently, I got to go back in time out and sit down because I need to fix it.
Yeah. See, I'm the opposite. I want to remember. I want to know that it's not going to happen again.
Like, I want to
know the signs. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to say, no, you're not going to do this to me again, and I'm not going to let you do this again.
I'm with you. Well,
anyway. I feel like there's a healthy way to do that.
Yes.
And that's where I was saying, with, for me, had Holy Spirit not been, like, in there, knew me or to healed me, for me to recognize certain things, like, and act on it appropriately, that there's a nice fine line between those two things.
Yeah, it's not me holding a grudge, but right. I'm going to remember what you did to me.
Right.
It's important for us to know, maybe like in some situations, what someone is capable of. Mm-hmm. So so keeping it in the back of your mind so that when it happens, you're not shocked and you overreact. But at the same time, you know, not expecting it the whole time. Like, oh, they're so-and-so, they're going to do this and that. You know, that's unhealthy. But I think healthy is slightly remembering it.
Right. You know? And then don't forget, we also have to give grace to those people well to know that, like, okay,
that's
maybe.
That's God's job.
But do we?
You have to give grace to people to understand it. Like, right. You know, at some point they can change. Yes. But I totally get where
that's
you're coming
from.
I get where you're coming from. We have to, as Christians and walking this walk, it's very hard to give grace to people. It's very hard. I know for me, it's hard. Because I'd be like,
Or I've tried to
sip my tea.
You know how many times I've walked into a room and someone said something every single time that was hurtful? And just because I walked in ready, they didn't say anything. They were so nice. I was like, oh God, why did you do that?
Jess will grab my whole life. Like, oh, but you, Lord. you have to handle this with grace. You have to give grace. Do I really? Do I?
That's literally our text message.
It is. You have to give grace.
And then she'll hit me with scriptures. I'm like, it's not even 10 o'clock. I'm not doing this right now.
This blame Joy, because Joy had this whole thing, this whole prophecy, and she was like, the scriptures is going to talk to you differently. I was like, okay, Joy.
Oh,
okay,
I did get that. I did say
I
that.
I said, all right, prophet. I hear you, man. You right. They are.
Let me tell you something. They hit different because I get it. You look at my phone like, I don't think I'm going to do this right now.
Yeah, for real. You'd be like, it's 9 o'clock, Jessica. Like, you need to stop. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't even sat at my desk. I haven't taken a sip of coffee.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
After I eat, we could revisit this. And I don't eat
breakfast. You can't talk to her until she eats.
And fun fact, I don't eat breakfast, so it's not until lunchtime.
So petty. So petty.
But I told you I wasn't petty. It might be a little bit in me.
It never really goes away.
It doesn't.
Oh. All right.
It just gets reshaped.
Yep. All right. Well, there you go.
It's that Christian petty.
It's a different level.
You can still sit tea.
It's a different level.
It's a whole
It's levels level to this.
For real. For real. But yeah, so anybody want to add in any closing remarks? I believe we wrapped up everything. I think that the people out here got a interesting glimpse at us, ladies.
Yes.
A little sneaky as to who we are. And we'll peel back the layers as these episodes go on and as we talk more. We want to talk with y'all. We want to know what's up with y'all, what y'all answers to these questions are. So, you know, we want to hit us up on
pick a number 1 to 4. That'll be the question that they have to answer.
Yes. And we want to know your responses. So we want to see y'all on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, on our website, on the blogs, in the comments, the DMs. Listen. Listen.
Don't slide.
Listen, don't slide that way in the DMs.
It's not a slip and slide.
Okay. This is not what that is. This is not where we at. Okay. But yeah, we want to hear from y'all. We want to know what's up with y'all. What's going on with y'all out here? We want to pick a number. Which one of these questions are y'all going to answer? We're going to have it.
We should pick a number.
Oh, we should pick a number. Ooh.
I got my number. What number?
We're going to vote.
We're going to vote?
Three. I was thinking 3-2.
Yeah.
Four. I'm the odd one out. Okay, so y'all gonna answer
Wait,
question
everybody
three.
Didn't vote. What's your number? Miriam?
Like, three.
They can do a combo.
Yeah.
But we gonna put question 3 up there, though. So when have you allowed your pain to make you forget your destiny? So answer up on all of our social media. And we'll see you guys next week, next Tuesday, with our next episode. And we're all signing out.
It's been real.
It's been real, y'all.
I'll miss you guys.
Till next.